You provide the fire. And I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire. And I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Father in heaven, we greet you this morning in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. We come before your presence with singing, Lord. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence, God, with thankfulness in our heart to bless and magnify your holy and your righteous name. For you are a great God. You are an omnipotent God. You are an all-knowing God, an ever-present God, a God that's everywhere, that sits high and looks low. You are a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him because he is a mighty God. Faithful is our God because his mercies are new for us every single morning, because the Bible tells us that his faithfulness is great towards us. God, you are like none other. There's no other God that is like you. God, you are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. You're magnificent and wonderful in all your ways. And we can't help but to praise you, God. You deserve our worship. You deserve our adoration. You deserve our praise. And so as we begin this morning prayer, God, as we come before your presence with singing this morning, God, we just want to adore you, God. We want to let you know that we love you, Lord, and that you mean the world to us. You mean more to us than anything that this world can offer. Oh, God, we don't want to put anything before you. So, God, we
honor and adore you, and we esteem you highly, God. We extol your great and your wonderful name, for your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run into your name, and we can find safety in your name, God. We can find strength, oh God, in your name. We can find healing, Lord, in your name. We can find deliverance, Lord, in your name, in your presence, Lord. The word tells us that there is fullness evermore, God. There is hope evermore, God. There is fullness and joy, God. We can find everything that we need in your name. We can call on your name, oh God, and your word tells us you will answer us and show us great and mighty things. We can call on your name, Lord, because demons have to flee at the name of Jesus. We can call on your name, God, because your name is a rock in a weary land. It's a shelter in the time of storm. We thank you for a great and a mighty name, God. Oh God, what a mighty God we serve. Your name, oh God, is higher than anything in this world, and so we adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you the hallelujah. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you everything, oh God, to esteem your name and your greatness. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made. For if it had not been for you on our side this morning, where would we be? It's cold on the East Coast and in Virginia, Lord. It's cold right now. God, it could have been us outside sleeping in the elements. But, Lord, you blessed us with homes to be able to sleep in. God, you even blessed us with a building to be able to worship in. That we didn't have, I didn't have to have this early morning prayer in my office. I didn't have to have this early morning prayer, God, in my car. I didn't have to have this early morning prayer, God, just on a conference line where I don't have a building, a body to be able to reside in. But, Lord, you have blessed us with a building where we can gather together and magnify your name with those that are like-minded and those that have a desire to get to know you better. We can come together in a place of safety, in a place of warmth, oh, God, in a place of healing, in a place of deliverance, in a place of freedom, in a house of worship to magnify you and to glorify you. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made. Thank you, Lord, that you blessed me to be in my right mind this morning. For I had a mind when I woke up this morning, oh God, to please you. I had a mind this morning, God, to seek your face, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I had a mind to find myself in prayer. Because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Your prayer, oh God, when we come before you in prayer, Lord, we become more powerful. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. And in this day and time, Lord, we need much power to be able to live right. We need power to be able to walk right. We need power to be able to live right. We need power, Lord, today. Power to live right. Power to speak right. Power to act right. Lord, we need your power. Power, oh God, to live right. Power, oh God, to do right. Power in the mighty name of Jesus. We need power. Power, oh God, in the name of Jesus to speak the words of life into those that are dying. God, the power, God, to speak hope into those, God, that have no hope. Power, God, to live the life that you have called us to live, even though the world around us is waxing more and more evil. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made, a day of mercy, a day of favor, a day of blessings, a day of overcoming, a day of deliverance, a day of breakthrough. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made, oh, God, because you know our ending from our beginning. Tomorrow is not promised, but Lord, you know the way that we should go. You know the plans that you think towards us. God, you know what you have expected for us, Lord. So help us to fulfill your purpose and your plan for our lives this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't walk in our own might. We don't walk in our own strength. We don't follow our own understanding, Lord, because we don't want to do those things that seem right but lead to destruction. God, I don't have any time to waste. Oh, God, I don't have any minutes to give away. I don't even have any seconds to throw away, Lord. But every moment, every day, every minute, every second, every hour of the day, Lord, I want your glory to be revealed and fulfilled in my life. So come to more and have your way in us even now as we desire for you to fill us up. We'll provide, oh God, the sacrifice, Lord, but we need you to provide the purifying fire. Oh, God, we'll provide the vessel, God, but we need you to fill up the vessels, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So our call, our opening song of worship was requesting that you fill us up, Lord, till we can't handle no more. Fill us up, God, with your goodness and your mercy. Fill us up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus with all of your glory so that we might exhibit your qualities and that our lights may shine, oh, God, and with the goodness of Jesus Christ flowing up out of us. Come no more and have your way in us. Even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. as we submit ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to your will. Not our wills, Lord, but let thine will be done and clean us up, Lord, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, so that nothing will be able to separate us from your love. The separation, God, is caused on our end. We allow tribulations. We allow persecutions. We allow things high and things low. We allow those things to cause us to forget you, to turn our backs on you, to forget your promises, and to forget your, oh God, the will for our lives. God, we allow those things to get in between us and thee, and it causes separation. And when we are separated from you, God, we find ourselves in a barren land. We find ourselves lost, oh God, in a dry and weary land. We find ourselves discarded and disconnected from the source of our strength. But when we connect ourselves to you and we remain steadfast in you and we don't allow anything to separate us, then we have the source nutrients for our lives and the very source of our being. We have everything that we need and more to be able to live and not die. We have what we need to be able to walk in victory and not walk in defeat. We have everything that we need, oh God, to be more than overcomers, Lord, because we are connected to you and we are not disconnected from the source of our strength. Don't allow anything, Lord, to separate me from your love on this day. Oh, God, I put down frustration. God, I put down disputes, Lord. I put down doubt right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast all of my cares upon you, and I turn all of my life over to you. God, I turn my thoughts, oh God, I give them over to you. God, I turn my will, God. I give it all over to you, God. I turn my aspirations, and I give them all over to you, God, so that you can come to more and have your way in my life this day. Clean me up, God, so that you can fill me up with more of you. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the wheels and cast him out of the way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender all. I surrender all to you, God. All to you I owe, so all to you I give. I surrender my thought. I surrender my ways. I surrender my action, Lord, and I ask, Lord, that you would make me a new creature today. For you told me in your word that old things are passed away. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, God. And so all, behold, all things become as new. Lord, I want to be new today. Like the mercies, oh God, that you've given me this morning, Lord, anew. I desire to be a new creature in you, Lord, today. Make me over again even right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, make me whole and make me holy and make me acceptable and make me a vessel of honor, God, so that you might get the glory out of my life this day in the name of Jesus. It's a daily journey, Lord, and we're just looking for you to order our footsteps today. For if you know the way that we should take and you know the pathways we should go, God, that means following you is the most wisest thing that we can ever do. It may not be the most glamorous. It may not be the most exciting, but it will be the way of fulfillment, and it will be in the way of destiny. And God, you know the destiny. You know the plans. You know what you have in store for me. So I put my trust in you this morning. Fill me up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, with all of the glory, and none of me, none of the attitude, none of the frustration, none of the anger, none of the despair, none of the doubt, God, none of the foolishness, none of the lust of this world. Fill us up even right now, God, in the name of Jesus, with all of your glory, so none of the flesh, God, will get any of your glory. Oh, God, make us into the vessels that we need to be. Oh, God, vessels that will shine bright in this dark and dreary world. Help us, Lord, today. Mold us, oh God, today. Make us over again, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, you are the potter. We are the clay. God, we want your glory to be revealed in our lives, and we want your light to shine so men might see the good works that we do, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We are nothing without you. We can't do anything without you. We can't move without you, God. We can't even breathe without you. And so we desperately submit ourselves to you this morning, for you are everything that we need and more. You are everything that we need and more. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will satisfy. And so we find ourselves sitting at your throne of grace, submitting ourselves to you, asking God that you would come to more and have your way in our lives. You gave me a revelation yesterday. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. of revelation, God, that breakthrough, oh God, must be put into place, put into action. We have to put our faith into action for breakthrough to be revealed in our lives. God, you have great things in store for us. And God, after all of the years that the cankerworm has stolen, Lord, you have promised, Lord, that you will restore those years and more, God. That this season of breakthrough, oh God, that Praise Center is in, Lord, is not just for a short period of time, Lord, but we will be able to gather all that was stolen, all of that was taken away that belonged to us in the mighty name of Jesus. But we must work on our faith. We must put our faith into action, because it's by faith that we're able to please you, God. Without faith, faith is impossible to please you. And so we need faith, oh God. Faith, oh God, the size of a mustard seed, Lord. It can move mountains, Lord. Build up our faith, God, so that you can break through on our behalf, God, and show us the great and mighty things which we know is not. Open up our eyes that we might see and behold the beauty of our God. And then as we behold your beauty, God, we'll grow closer to you. We'll draw nearer to thee, that we can inquire in your people. We want to be before you. We want your glory to be revealed. We want our territory to be enlarged. So come tomorrow and have your way, God, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up our eyes so we might see. See your glory. See you working in everything. Too often, Lord, we find ourselves rushing through life, not seeing the great things that you are doing day by day, moment by moment in our lives. Open up our eyes so we might see. And open up our understanding, Lord. I know you do things that's far above what we think or what we even can ask for. But, Lord, show us your glory. Reveal your promises. Reveal your plans. Open up our eyes so that we might see how much greatness, the great things, Lord, that you have in store for your people that fear you. We love you with all of our heart. We love you with all of our mind, and we love you with all of our souls, and we want you to be pleased with us. Oh, God, and we also want the desires of our heart as well. So let our wills line up with your will, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our ways line up with your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will line up and let our will line up with your will this day in the name of Jesus, so that we may behold the beauty of our God, choir in his temple, and make our petitions made known to a great and mighty God, and walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, help us to have no doubt. I ask right now, Lord, but the man said, Jesus asked him, do you believe? And he says, I believe, but help thine mind unbelief. The great things that you have in store for us, God, is not even believable at times. God, we have been in such desperate situations and such barren lands for an extended period of time. God, we don't know how to act in this time of favor, in this time of abundance. But God, get our hearts right. In the mighty name of Jesus, that our hearts are not selfish, that our hearts don't become haughty, but that we'll continue to trust you, that we'll continue to travail before you, that we'll continue to find ourselves praying, God, even as you open up our eyes and enlarge our territories and enlarge our borders, Lord, as you continue to break through every stronghold and every shackle that used to have us bound, Lord. Help us to remain steadfast and unmovable in the mighty name of Jesus, always abounding in your word, doing the work of God, oh God, and not for man, but doing it for the glory of God, that what we do, that our labor won't be in vain, so we won't be doing it for ourselves. But Lord, as you reveal yourself, and as you enlarge our territory, and as you bless us and keep us, Lord, we want to remain steady in you, God. We want to remain consistent in you. We want to remain faithful to you. So, God, help our eyes to see and behold you and not look to the left and not look to the right and become haughty. But, Lord, break through even our thought patterns. That the love of this, that the love or the lust of the flesh, that's what I'm looking for, that the lust of the flesh won't overcome us, that the desires of this world won't overtake us, that the carnality and that our flesh desires day by day won't get the best of us, but that we'll understand that we're no longer bound by the laws of this flesh. This flesh, though it lusts after those things that are ungodly, Lord, it has no control, or it does not have the final say in my life. Oh, God, but that your spirit, he has the final say. My spirit, man, God, has the final say because of the strength that your spirit gives me day by day. Open up our eyes that we might see, God. And behold the beauty that you're working in our lives, all the trials, And all the tribulations have brought us here and molded us to be the vessels that you need for us to be at this very moment and very time. We've gone through some hard times. We've gone through some heartaches. Oh, God, we've gone through some desperate times. But, Lord, look where you have brought us from. God, not only did you bring us out of darkness, Lord, but you brought us into a marvelous light. God, we're in a wealthy place right now. We're in a place of favor right now. If I look back where I was, Lord, I'm so much better now than I was back in my past. And I thank you, God, that this journey is a daily journey that you take us higher every single day. We're going on a day-by-day journey, but God, 1,000 years is as one day unto you. So you know everything that I need to do and more, and I'm grateful that the God that I serve is in control of all. So God, help us to walk in you, walk by faith, not by sight. Put our trust in you and put our faith into action so that you can do the exceeding abundance above all that I could ever ask or think. The exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. God, I want you to do the exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. But Lord, it's according to the power that works in us. It's according to the faith that we put in you. It's according to what we allow you to do in our lives. God, blow our minds. But give us the faith, oh God, that will allow you to blow our minds. Enlarge our territories. But God, give us the faith so that you can enlarge our territories. Oh God, open up our eyes that we might see and behold the beauty of our God and inquire in his temple. God, help us, Lord, today to take you up out of the box, Lord, and to find ourselves in line with you, to take the limits off of you. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, to take the limits off of you. Take the limits off of our finances. Take the limits off of our ministry. Take the limits off what we can do. Take the limits off where we're willing to go. Take the limits off what we're willing to say. God, take the limits off of you so that you can do the things that you desire to do in this world and to use the vessels that you desire to use. I belong to you. My body don't belong to myself. I was purchased and bought with a price, a high price. I was paid with the blood of Jesus Christ. So I was redeemed because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I was lost. I was a brand for the fire, but you said not so, and you washed me in the blood, and you gave me another chance, oh God, to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. So I don't belong to myself. So use this vessel for your glory and for your honor, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you have thoughts of peace, thoughts of joy, thoughts of favor that you think towards us. Your people, we belong to you. There's no good thing that you will withhold from those that love you, that fear you, that belong to you. You gave us your best. You gave us your son, Jesus. So, God, if you were willing to give us your best when we were in the midst of sin, even before we were even shaped in our mother's womb, if you were already willing to give us the best, how much more are you willing to give us even now? How greater of an anointing are you willing to give us now? You told, I believe it was the prophet Isaiah, that before you were even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I anointed you. You already knew who we were. Before we were even seeds in our mother's womb, God, you already knew who we were and you already anointed us for greatness. Help us to walk in that greatness. Walk in the power of your might, God. Help us to put on all of the armor, God, that we may walk by faith and not by sight, that we may walk, oh God, and do the things that you have called for us to do, oh God, so that you can reveal yourself to us, and not only to us, but that you may reveal yourself through us to those that don't believe. Too many are looking for signs and wonders, but Lord, we are the sign and the wonder. Because you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We were formerly coals, but now we are diamonds, God. We have been transformed from something that was ugly and carnal and trashy and worthy to be thrown away. And now we've become a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. We are a peculiar people. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are somebody special. Help our walk and help our faith, God, to align up, Lord, with who you are. Help our walk. Help our talk. Let it be worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, so that you might get the glory out of us. Open up our eyes, Lord, that we might see and behold the beauty of our God and inquire in his temple. You have so much more in store for us. Solomon thought he was building the temple because his father was not able to do it, but Lord, it was an opportunity for you to show your glory in his life and do even more than what he expected or he desired. God, as they completed the temple, Lord, your presence, Lord, filled the temple, and no one was able to do what they were assigned to be able to do, Lord. Fill our temples even now, Lord, so we're not able to do the things that we want to do. Oh, God, that's repetitive or that is the familiar, but Lord, let us be willing for you to do a new thing in us. You said, behold, I will do a new thing. Can't you see it? Can't you see the desire to do something new, not just to continue to do the same old, but Lord, you're looking for more out of us. You desire for us to move forward. You have greater in store for us. Allow us today, Lord, to believe that greater is ahead. Show us, oh God, today that greater is ahead. Greater has nothing to do with finances. Greater has nothing to do with those things that are material. But the great things that you have in store, if we seek you first, Lord, you'll add everything else to us that we need. If we just seek you first, if we make you the priority, God, in our decisions, oh God, in the choices that we make, God, oh God, in the desires of our heart, if we put you first, if we make you the primary focus, oh God, then you'll take care of all these things that we need and more. There's nothing too big for you. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you. You're able to do everything, anything but fail. Open up our eyes so we might see, Lord, and behold the beauty of our God, and to be able to inquire in his temple. Open up our eyes, Lord, that we might see that I look much better in my future than I look right now. Stir up in me the hope that I need, God, to make it another day. Because every day that you allow me to see is another day that I'm going higher and higher in you. Another day, oh God, that I see, oh God, is another day that I'm drawing closer and closer to be with you for eternity. Another day that you allow me to see, God, is another day, oh God, that a greater anointing is right there for me to take, God. Oh God, though yes, it may come with more obstacles. It may come with even more disastrous trials and tribulations, Lord. But all things will work together for our good, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper in this carnal world. What it will do is make me prosper in the spiritual realm, because when I'm weak, God, you are made stronger in my life. God, help me to be willing, oh God, to put my trust and my faith in you, Lord, in everything that my heart desires, to cast all of those cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. Those things that we desire to deal with and those things that we don't have a desire to deal with, we can cast all of those cares. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how small it is. We can cast it all over to you because your shoulders are wide enough to hold them, God. Your strength is mighty enough to handle them, God. There's nothing that you cannot do and there's nothing that you're not willing to do. So, God, give it over to you. Help us to give it over to you so that you can come to more and have your way in our lives. In the lives of our families, in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of our children, even in the lives of this ministry, those that you have given me charge over here at Praise Center, and even in the lives of those that you allow me to touch every single morning when I get up in the morning to pray, even in the lives of those that tune in at a later time and listen to the prayer for encouragement, Lord, oh God, open up our eyes that we might see and behold the beauty of our God and inquire in your temple, God. Draw us near to thee, precious Savior, because in your presence, Lord, is everything that we need and more. Oh God, our victory, our deliverance, our healing, our joy, our breakthrough, our God, everything that you have waiting for us, God. But we must focus in on you first and make you the head and not the tail. Make you the one that we go to look for when we need something in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord, that we can always look to you. Thank you, Lord, that we can always trust in you. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to doubt that you're able to do it, because you do things that blow our minds
And there are some mind-blowing things, God, that you have in store for each and every one of us that's under the sound of my voice right now. We cast all of our cares over to you. We put our trust and our hope in you. We even put our desires in you. You know the desires of our hearts. Oh, God, and many of us have labored. We put in the work. Our trust has not wavered. Our faith in you has not wavered. But we have obstacles before us that seem like it's detrimental. We have things before us that's telling us that we're not able to do it. But I'm reminded, God, that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. There's nothing, God, that you would withhold from us because we belong to you. Your promises, God, they belong to us. Your breakthrough, God, it belongs to us. Our healing, God, it belongs to us. Oh, God, the joy that you have, that you've given us, God. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. It belongs to us. Oh, God, my peace, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. It belongs to us. You gave it to us. And so since you gave it, God, there's no good thing that you would withhold. So you don't take our joy away. You don't take our peace away. You're telling us to rest in you, to hope in you, to trust in you, to believe in you. And that mind, God, that transformation of my thoughts, that transformation of my mind, the renewal of my mind, understand, God, that you're in control of every area of my life takes me into my breakthrough. And when I believe, God, that there's nothing impossible with you, when I believe that as long as I get to you, like that woman with the issue of blood, she understood or had a desperation in her soul that if I can just get to Jesus and if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I don't need to speak with him. I don't need to have a discussion with him. I don't need to have his audience. But if I can just press my way through everything that the devil has tried to throw my way, if I can just press my way, God, through sickness and shame, Lord, if I can just press my way just to get to Jesus and just touch the hem of his garment, which seemingly might be the most insignificant part of him. Some may want his hands. Some may want his voice or his a conversation. But Lord, she just said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She pressed her way, gave us the earnestness, the desperation, the faithful commitment, Lord, to continue to press toward you. Our breakthrough is right upon us. Our victory is right upon us. Our deliverance is right upon us. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to fear because, God, you will fight our battles and you will give us the victory every single time. If we seek you, turn from our wicked ways. Take time to hear from you. Take time to meditate on your word. The word says you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sins. You'll heal our land. And you'll give us the breakthrough, God, that we desire in our lives. I ask again, Lord, open up our eyes that we might see. Behold the beauty of our God and inquire in his temple. I want to behold your beauty today. The songs of the birds and the fowls of the air, the songs, God, of the noise of buses driving by. God, I want to behold your beauty, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to see the beauty in everything that you've allowed to be made and that you've manifested, God, because nothing in this world, oh, God, has come upon you unawares. But you've given us the thought, and you've given man the ideas. And you've given the man the abilities to do everything that they have done. And I thank you, and I praise you, and I magnify you. I glorify you. I honor and adore you, God, today. Open up our eyes that we might see, that we may see your glory, that we may see your glory, that we may see the beauty of our God in the midst of everything that comes our way today. Help us to see your glory. Help us to see your presence. Help us to see your hand on everything that tries to come our way today, the good and the bad and the ugly. Help us to see. Open up our eyes that we might see. Continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, that you are stretching us, that you're not only stretching us, but you're stretching out in us as well. That as long as we're willing to trust you, God, you can enlarge our territories. You can expand our pathways. But, God, that's just you enlarging yourself in us, Lord. And I want to be so large in you, God, that I have no doubt in anything. That, God, my trust and my hope is in you. It's just like David. God, David didn't have any doubt that you were able to do exceeding abundantly, God, above all that he could ever thought of or asked for or thought. Make us like David. To trust you in every situation. To trust you in every single situation that comes our way. His breakthrough, God, was because he was willing to trust you in any situation. And because he allowed you to fill him up with you, oh, God, he was able to do great and wonderful things. I ask again, Lord, open up our eyes so we might see. Behold the beauty of our God. Inquire in his temple. Bless us as we go through this day. I call out the name of my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen him today, that you would encourage him today, that you would bless him and order his footsteps and continue to lead, guide, and direct him. Allow your anointing to fall down and run down Aaron's beard. I don't want it to fall, Lord, because things that fall are not under control. But, Lord, let your anointing run down Aaron's beard, to flow to your people, oh, God, to overflow us. That's the amazing thing about the hem of Jesus' garment is that the anointing flowed down. And it continued to anoint his head, the anointing didn't go up, but the anointing flowed down. So when the woman with the issue of blood went to touch the hem of his garment, God, it was the most anointed place on his body. I thank you, Lord, because, God, we are a part of that anointing in the bottom, Lord. Thank you that you thought more of me than I thought of myself. Thank you, Lord, that you knew what was better for me than I knew what was best for myself. Thank you, God, that your thoughts are far above my thoughts and your ways are far above my way. Thank you, God, that your thoughts are not like the world, because the world say what's up on top is the best thing, but your word tells us the last shall be first. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, in the great anointing, God, that you have at the bottom, Lord, I want it to fall afresh on me. Let your anointing flow from the leadership, my leader, my pastor, and let your anointing flow on me. And as your anointing flow on me to flow onto those that I'm leading in your vineyard, in this ministry, because the people don't belong to me. They belong to you. You've just given me to be an example for them and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Allow your anointing to fall from the oldest even to the youngest. As your anointing, it destroys the yoke. It destroys the bonds of this world. Your anointing, God, helps us to overcome a multitude of sins. Your anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, helps us to walk right and to live right. Your anointing, give us the victory. So, Lord, let your anointing run down from my leader as I pray for him, as I undergird him, as I lift up his arms. God, I want to say thank you for giving me the ability to support my leader, not just in prayers, but in finances and resources as well. And I pray your blessings on him. I pray your blessings on Mother Thomas as well. And I pray your blessings on our upcoming workers' conference, ministers and workers' conference, as we all come together to be encouraged, to be strengthened for a week of revival. I pray that you would bless every single night, anoint every single speaker, bind the spirit of dissension, bind the spirit of confusion, bind the spirit of haterism, bind the spirit of God, everything that causes people who should be one to be not one. Remove those spirits, the spirit of jealousy, that's what I was looking for, the spirit of haughtiness, the spirit of pride. Uproot those things out of us right now so that when we come together, Lord, we'll come together with one accord and with one mind. And when we come together with one accord and with one mind, God, your spirit can sweep over the room and touch and feel everyone, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of revival break out starting on Monday, Lord, and revive our souls and stir us so, God, that again, that you'll open up our eyes that we might see. See the greatness that you have, not just in store for us here locally, but the vision, God, is even greater. The vision is not just for us, but the vision that you have, the thoughts that you have, oh God, is for many people. And we're all working together for your glory to be revealed in our lives and for your promises to be shown or be revealed in our lives as well. Bless us in our workers' meeting. Bless our supervisor, Mother Nellie Towns. Bless the pastors of the Virginia First Jurisdiction. Touch every leader, every superintendent, every pastor, every auxiliary worker, every member of every ministry. God, bless us. Keep us as we come together to offer you a sacrifice, Lord, to offer you our praise, to offer you our adoration, to offer you our worship. I call on the name of my brother, God, Pastor Byron Stevenson. Lord, you know some of the things that are going on in his jurisdiction in the midst of those people. I pray, God, that you would bind them together even now. Because, God, when we go through, God, we come out like pure gold. When we go through the fire, we can come out as pure gold. Strengthen them today. Bind the spirit of dissension. Bind the spirit of despair. Bind the spirit of confusion. Bind the devil on every hand. And let them come out stronger. Let them come out wiser. Let them come out mightier. I pray for the Maryland Central Jurisdiction, that you will continue to encourage Mother Butts, Mother Banks, and all of the pastors, all of the elders, the people of that jurisdiction during their time of bereavement, as they continue to mourn the loss of their leader, Bishop Stanford Butts. I pray that you strengthen them, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, those that I co-labor with in this area, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Lawrence Clyette. I pray for each and every one of their ministries, that you would enlarge their territories, Lord, enlarge their faith, enlarge their desires, enlarge their ideas. God, help us to take you up out of the box, God, so that you can do the great and mighty things that you're just waiting for us to believe that you can do. I have no doubt, God, that you're going to fill this church. And I declare that my breakthrough, God, my breakthrough in the membership, God, is this year, that you'll continue to enlarge us. And let that be the desire of every single pastor, God, that as we believe in you, God, you enlarge us and that you will bless us for our time and for the labor that we have given. I pray for those that I co-labor with in this area, Pastor Sam Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault, Pastor Brian Jones. And then I pray for the membership at Praise Center. Thank you for Lady Yolinda McCowan. Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Brother Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Brother Renix Graham and Sister Deanne Graham. I pray for Brother Coulter and Sister Coulter and Brother Herbert Lee and his family. Thank you for those that you've given me charge over. I pray for the DeBoles family. I pray, God, for Kevin Johnson. I pray for those that have come and visited us, Lord. They are not members, but some of those have come frequently to visit us. I thank you for what you have in store for us. I thank you for how you're able to touch us and how you've allowed us to be a blessing to those with our food pantry. And I thank you, God, for what you're going to allow us to do with our computer lab. I thank you, God, what you're allowing us to do as a ministry in this community, to be an agent of light, to be a change agent, oh, God, to change the environment, to bring about holiness in this area. Lord, I don't know what anyone else is doing, but, Lord, I know what you're doing in the midst of this ministry, a ministry that's focused in on prayer, a ministry that's focused in on worship, a ministry that's focused on serving you, and a ministry that's focused on giving you the glory. I'm not out here trying to sell myself. What I'm out here pushing is that this is a great ministry. And God, put those words into the mouths, to the hearts of the people, that they'll go out and tell about the great things that you're doing here at Praise Center so that your house might be full. Thank you, God, for another day. I pray for those, God, that are intercede on our behalf. You know who they are. Brother Larry Brown and Sister Lisa Law, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, those to intercede with us and intercede on our behalf. Call our names out in prayer. Bless us with resources and finances. And they don't even have to. Brother Carl Christopher. God, people who invest in us. God, you place people into our lives, Lord, that are there to undergird us. It's not just in our ministry, Lord, but it's in our day-to-day walk and our day-to-day lives as well. God, you have people that are waiting there to help us along the way. Oh, God, it seems like we're in this battle alone or that we're doing it on our own power and our own might. But, God, you have people right there working for us and working on our behalf, and we don't even know who they are. You put something in their heart to help us. Something in their heart to open up a door for us. They don't even understand it themselves. They don't understand why they're blessing us. They don't understand why they're praising us. They don't understand why they're undergirding us. But God, you have placed it in their heart so that we can go forward. You're allowing breakthrough to manifest all around us. So I ask you one more time, God, open up our eyes so we might see, behold the beauty of our God. And inquire in his temple. That's my desire today, to see your glory, to offer you praise and worship and adoration. I want to praise you before the victory, before I even receive the victory. God, I'm praising you even now before the battle is even fought, Lord, because I know that you have great things in store for me, and I say thank you in advance, God, for the great and wonderful things that you have just waiting for me to get to. As I walk by faith and not by sight. Bless Lady Yo as she prepares herself for a coffee break later on this morning. Anoint her, God, like you do every single time. To speak with power and clarity, to bless our souls and encourage each and every one of us. And then bless us as we bring ourselves together tonight for our prayer, praise, and study. As we start our new series in the book of Colossians. Open up our eyes so that we may understand your word. Eat the whole roll so that your word will be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathways that we need. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Anoint us for service. Anoint us for worship. Anoint us these vessels so they can be used by you for your glory and for your honor. And we'll give it all over to you. We won't take any of it. We won't steal your worship. We won't steal your glory. We won't steal your praise. But all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise, it shall be thine. Have your way, Lord, and bless your people this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.